זכר נשמת אבי מורי אך מצו פילסן זה זכר נשמת נעני על הסיידו מה שישו החלף. Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, is the last shiur of our series on the Piskei Halacha Shehuvu B'Yishalmim Lo B'Vavli. Today is the last package Yud Aleph. We also gave Chazara questions that should be on the Google Drive, just for your own Chazara, no Bechina, no nothing, just it was there as well. So, Yerushalmi, this packet Yud Aleph is on page 4. It says, Usudas Purim Ma'achrin Velo Magdin. That Sudas Purim is Ma'achrin Velo Magdin. So it means when Purim Tezvah falls out on Shabbos, we make Sudas Purim on the Ma'achrin on Sunday, on Tezayin. So the Gemara asks, Rav Zeir Bar Kumi Rav Avav, Yasu Oson Shabbos. So you should, why don't we do it on Shabbos? That would be the day you would think to do it on, right? Yasu Oson B'Shabbos. So the Gemara says, Amalei Laso Oson Yimei Mishnah B'Simcha, Eshem Simchoso Tuluya B'Bezdin, So the Korban Eda says, he says, Laso some you may mishta v'simcha mashma de basiya hadover toloi v'haynu al yidei bezdin. She'emas bezdin yikvu rosh chodesh adar v'ya yudal bo purim. In other words, Purim is nikbay al yidei bezdin when the Rosh Chodesh is. Yotzeh Shabbos she'im tzarech chiddush bezdin ve'im nikar shekovim oso l'simcha shemalav hachiyom simcha. It was Shabbos is a special day yom simcha. So if you're going to have the Sudas Purim on Shabbos, it's going to be camouflaged by the Shabbos, and it's not going to be noticeable that we're covered this day with simcha.
Is that sort of like Einos Osim Mitzvos Chavilos Chavilos?
Well, Einos Mitzvos Chavilos Chavilos is more that we look like we're trying to get rid of everything at once. Here, I mean, look, if it would fall out on, you know, it's not like we're trying to get rid of both at once, because that's the Shabbos fell out this day and Purim fell out this day. So I'm not trying to, you know, get rid of, you know, mass-produced mitzvahs at once. So
doesn't the Gemara, the Bavli, somewhere discuss using a Sudas Shabbos for a Sudas Chasana?
Yes, yeah, Sudas Shabbos. Yeah.
So why isn't that analogous to using Purim's Suda Simcha first?
Because Purim is more of, I guess, Persume Nisa, things like that. So if you do a Suda Shabbos, you're right. In other words, the old minig was that people got married on Friday and had the Sudas Chasana on Shabbos. So, but that wouldn't be a problem. In other words, it seems that it's a problem by Purim. Also, so some, you have to make it a special thing. You have to make this day special, and it has to be noticeable that you're making this day special. That's exactly the cost of my poor. By Simchas Chasana, so you have to have a Simchas Chasana, but who said it's not a din of Lasso, so not a din of Persume Nisa or anything like that. And in Shulchan Aruch, page 5, it says Yom Chamisha Asar Shachal Yos B'Shabbos Ein Korim Megillah B'Shabbos. Magdimim, the Megillah we read on Friday. Again, this is the 15th of Adar fell out on Shabbos, so the Megillah is reading on Friday. And Megovim Maos Matonis and Yunim Chalkim Asar Baba Yom Friday. Uviyom HaShabbos Motzim Shnei Sfarim Uvishen Korim Vayov HaMolek For Omrim Al Hanisim. Ve'in osim sudas purim ad yom echad b'shabbos. And sudas purim is on Sunday. If you take a quick look in the Shailas and Tshuvas, Rabbi Akiva Yosef. So he has here the on page 15 that the Alnasa Shahid Pisubo Odus Purim Shach Al Shaita Tofresh Samach Gimel. It was written about the Purim of Tofresh Samach Gimel Shetezva Ba'odahu B'Shabbos. And it was written by Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld. And so it has the Hanhogas of Rav Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld for Purim Rishulish. And then Rav Yekiva Yosef has Ha'aris on those. So if you want to see what Rav Yosef, what they have from Rav Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld, take a look on page 18, going over to page 19. So look what he says on page 18, where the arrow is. He says, Yom Tez Zayin the other, Shu Yom Echad Parshas Vayakel, Lovshin Big Day Shabbos. Tezvav the other. No, Tezayin on it. Shehu Yom Echad, Parshas Vayakel.
Sunday is Tezayin, Tetzvav
of Shabbos. Yeah, Sunday. So it was the week of Parshas Vayakel. Lov Shin Big Day Shabbos, Kimo Esmol. Just like on Shabbos, you wear Big Day Shabbos on Purim. Mispalim Kol Seir Tfilas, Kimo B'chol Yom B'li Shinoi, El She'in Orim Tachanun, on Sunday, no Tachanun. Lo Lam Retzeach Yantcha Hashem B'yom Tzara. Ein maskir alanisim, right? You don't say alanisim. Lo betvila v'lo bebrikas hamazon, right? Because he's saying that there's not going to be alanisim, even though it's sudas purim, but no alanisim. Achar tefila poftim ishus re'eyu b'loshen yontif. What they wish everyone a good yontif. And then he says, "Achar chatzi hayom ispalam mincha va'osim suda shel Purim, u'smeichim simchas Purim." Page 19. Then Omri malanisim az gam kem b'berkas hamazon. He says, "Mikol makom ein limchos b'yad misha Omri az alanisim." Birkas Hamazon, Kevin Shu Sudas Purim.
According to the Rav, he has to be Koveya the Suda as the Sudas Purim.
So he after should, you say?
Yeah.
Well, in other words,
some say you're Kaiser, some say you're Choser on the Birkas Hamazon. No, if you.
Yeah. So Rav Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld says, no, you don't say Alanisim in benching on Purim Shulish. On Sunday, but he quotes, if someone does, we're not going to make a big deal. So that's Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld. Now let's see what Rabbi Akiva Yosef Schlesinger says, his comments on what Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld
says. He was a maverick. He was a maverick.
Yes. Well, anyone who blows so far on Rosh Hashanah Shechal Yos B'Shabbos is going to be is a maverick, right? I mean, it's not, he's following the Shitas Harif, you know, it's not like he just made it up, you know, it's not like, he was a big goon. So look what he says, Mashakasa ba'oz vav, mikol mokom ein limchos, l'isha omer al anisa berikas amazon, p'yom tezayin, sh'osim masuda l'purim, l'daiti shabeshtu. So he's arguing with Rav Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld. Amalei, igle meiwitz, Wow. No, so what is he saying?
I think he holds like the Rav, that you have to be Kaveya the Suda by mentioning.
No, go slowly. If Yosef Chaim Zonneveld says, Ein Limchus. Right? You're not, first of all, Yosef Chaim Zonneveld says, you don't say, Al Anisim on Shpur Meshul Zashon Sante. And what does he say?
He agrees and says it even stronger.
That what?
That you must not. If you did, it's no good.
I mean, if you said Al Anisim in benching, you should repeat the benching without the Al Anisim?
I think that's what he's saying, isn't it?
Yeah. I think so, no, fellas? Yeah, I think that's what he's saying. That at the Dekach, this is mamash, the opposite of Ferrari.
Yeah, here.
The opposite.
Well, why? It's not a hefsek. If you did it mishogeg, it's not a
hefsek. Yeah, I mean, the Mechaber passage where you say an insert, you're not supposed to. It's the, so he says, no, it's not right. It's not Purim. Ikal Meimer, right? The Rosh Hashanah is for Ikal Meimer, Kitzarach, Lachzor, Levarach, Brukas HaMozot.
Well, if you said Yalav Yavo on a regular day, would you have to go over the benching? Probably not.
Right.
If you made a mistake or you thought it was proper or whatever,
yeah, you
thought it was the wrong day. Maybe
I mean, I don't know, but is that the rule? I would guess that's a hefsek.
It's okay and the discussion. But let's talk specifically about this case here. So Rav Yosef Chaim says you don't say Al Anisim, and if you did, Ein Limchos. And he's saying no. Well, Yesh Limchos. We should tell him to repeat. Wow. Rav Yosef Chaim. Wow. Now, there is a tshuva from the Rav of Yerushalayim, page 8, going over to page 9, of Levi ibn Chaviv, the Rav of Yerushalayim, Rabba shel Yerushalayim. Look what he says. He says, Beboi l'ir ha'kdosh hazot Yerushalayim ha'kdosh, tibonu v'tikonu b'mehra b'meinu. Rachme shemai mitzati alibi doldas ma'asa ha'mitzvah nahigus bo, why is it came to really Kaiman? Karoi, all the other Matochan mitzvahs Purim, Shechal Tezva Bishabis, Vayadova Chodosh, Ezli Yadki, Irak, Dosha Zos, Bivadi Mekevis Chomes, Vishu Benun. Yes, right? Ain't none of you down Zulus also has been the Tainus. Chol Harash is God of him, Ayu, Ayuros, Ayuvada built him a coffers. No, Mekanshi Ikrachiv, who Metezvav, Dofal Savi Benin Bixas Khiv the Pur Matain Khain. So he says on page 10. He says, Bedina Suda Ye Safik Kikfia Nira Miyushalmi Machrin Liam Rishon. And Mishamanu Shigdole Achachomim and Mtsoim Birak Dosha Zos Hatab Mikarov. Chelkom b'chaim kein in higu. He says, "Ha'emes ha'dover hazeh kosher ma'od, kosher ma'od l'seicha l'kablo." She came shechiv hasudim purim and lomdim akosim simcha mishta ikar pasuk ba'lom she osurim behes b'tainis v'yom yishem mutar b'tainis l'vnei ayoros. So he says, "Hinni moide she tos gedol hu alai lachlo galzeh mikoach ha'seicha kevin shalom yinemar." Him calls out the Indian Maisa, Omer, Shekevish, Aramam, Enkin, Daito, Mavada, Kimvor, Mihochos, Shalokos of Shiri Klau. In other words, the Rambam doesn't bring down this din of Purim Meshulash on Sunday. He says, Vada, Kimvor, Vlolach, Kimvor, Shekos, Lini, Kiris, and Gilvo, Aravazem, Islam, Lassus, Maisa, Alpiv. He says, we should follow the Rambam. And he says, Venera, that the Talmud Shalanu Cholek Ala Yushalmi. What's the Talmud that's arguing on the Yushalmi? So let's look in the Gemara on page one. On Daf Lamed in Masechet Megillah in the Bavli. Itmar. Purim Shechalios Be'erev Shabbos. So Purim Yudalit is on Friday. That means so Tezvav is on. Mamish the scenario of Purim Shulosh. Rav Omar Magdim. So when do you read Parsha Zohar? Purim falls out on Friday. So Rav says you read the previous Shabbos. Right? The previous Shabbos. He's going to read Parsha Zohar. Shmuel Omar. And Shmuel says, Ma'achrin. You read it the next Shabbos. In other words, Rav Omar Magdim. As the pasuk says, "Hayomim ma'ela niskarim v'nas." So you want the zechira. That's the reading of the Megillah, and the Amalek to be before the Asir. So ma'ela, if you have. If Purim falls out on Friday, so Mamela, you read Parsha Zohar, the Shabbos before, and the Asiya will be on Friday. So the Zechira will be, Zechira of Amalek will be before the Asiya of Purim. And Shmuel says, Ma'achri, that you should have Parsha Zohar that Shabbos. But Lachar, if you're going to have that Shabbos, isn't it going to be the Asiyah before the Zechira? You can't have the Asiyah before the Zechira, so therefore you have the Parsha Zohar the Shabbos before. Shmuel Amar Machrin, Shmuel says, Amul Hakeven to Ike Mukafim Davdi, B'chameser, since the Mukafim are doing it on the 15th, on Shabbos, then Asiya Uzchira Bahade Hadadi Kaasu. So it's not a problem. We don't want the Asiya before the Zechira. The Zechira and the Asiya can be on the same day. So therefore, if we have the Parsha Zohar on Shabbos and Purim on Shabbos, so we're good. The Asiya Uzchira is on the same day. So you're not being makdim asiya to the zechira. Now, so what do you see from here? You see that the asiya is on Shabbos, because that's when he's saying it's ki hadodi. So don't you see kibat beferish that. Here, take a look on page 10 in the Marlbach. He says, Gama Chochem Asholim, page 10, bottom of the left. Last paragraph on the left bottom, page 10. Gama Chochem Asholim, Yisrael Ashkenazi, Motze Raya B'Talmudeinu, Dein Machrim Nasimcha Liyom Rishon. That is, well, I mean, my Dechalku Rav Shmuel, Beperg B'nei Ha'ir, Al Purim Shechalios, Be'er Shabbos, Rav Amar Magdimin ki hechid lo liktim asiyah l'zchira. Shmuel Amar Machim kei medika mukofen avid b'chameis asiyah l'zchira v'adadi kasir. Ve'omru b'kam b'feirish avdi mukofen b'chameis. So l'chor, don't you see b'feirish that the asiyah is on the 15th? If the suda ain't a mumsim b'tezvav, if the suda is not on tezvav, maika avdi. In other words, what are you saying? It's Chadadi. If the Sud is not on Tezvav, what is on Tezvav? Right? The Megillah is on Yudal. And if the Suda is going to be, so what's on Tezvav that you could, what the Gemara is saying, that the Zechir and Asiya is Chadadi? The Suda ain't a Moshe Tezvav. Mike Avdi, right? Mikra Megillah Matonis Avdi Yudal. Uvash Shastam Asiya Bepurim Hual Mishta. Pasha Sti is the Mishta. So he's saying this, so you do it. He says you have Shabbos Zohar, that Shabbos on the Tezvav Shabbos. And then the asiyah and the zechira will be the same thing. That's not a problem. You know, we don't want the asiyah to be before the zechira, but the asiyah and the zechira will be the same day. So the pashtus is from the Bavli that the suda is on Shabbos.
What about Mishloach Manos?
Mishloach Manos.
Can't you show me that's on Friday or when is Mishloach Manos? It's not on Shabbos.
Yeah. So that's Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld.
What do you say about Mishloach Manos?
Well, Yosef Chaim, you think he doesn't talk about Mishloach Manos?
Rav Zonnefeld says the Suda
is on
18. Sunday,
right? Achar tefila holchim l'matayim b'simcha v'nosnim matanis l'avyonim on Friday l'chol poshet. Halei sholchim b'shloch manos losim sudas purim. The sholchim man manos gam biyom vav. Mi'chol sudas yuchol azein omri l'nis.
The theory is mishloch manos is connected with seuda.
Yeah.
As opposed to matanis l'avyonim, which is connected to kriyas megillah.
Yeah.
Right.
And, you know, maybe there's an issue on Shabbos of Mishloach Manos because of, you know, unless there's an Eruv, there's an issue of Mishloach Manos, maybe.
Yeah, so...
Also Kenyan.
Yeah. The Chazanish held that you should do it the same day as the Matanos Lavyon. And I thought the Pshad of the Chazanish is based on the Sefer Apirion from the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, that the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch writes in the Sefer Apirion that the idea of Mishloach Manos is to camouflage the Matanos Lavyona. So meaning the Lavyona could be embarrassed, they're receiving. But if everyone's giving things on that same day, so it always should be the Mishloach Manos and Matanos Lavyona has a Nishel on the same day, so it should, in this way...
Camouflage,
based on the Sefer HaPirion. Not everyone says like that. But the kids are... Maralbach held he's and look at the Magen Avraham. He didn't like this Yerushalmi. He says it's against the Bavli. And look here on page 5 in the Magen Avraham, page 5, Sifkot Yud. Einos Suda Pur Rav Levi Chabiv Herich Barayish Asuda Hi B'Shabbes V'Osa Kein Ma'aseh B'Yerushalayim. It's interesting that Rav Akiva Yosef didn't do it. He would have thought Akiva Yosef should do it on Shabbos. He did Shaifer on Shabbos. But we don't see that he did that. It's interesting. Akiva Yosef is blowing Shofar on Shabbos. Maybe he should have followed the Maralbach. And then he says, V'gam mishloach manos b'Shabbos, ke manos heim b'Yasuda. And the Shem Yishmuel has a whole discussion here. On page 21, page 20. He quotes the this is about the Suda.
It's interesting that in that Magen Avraham you quoted, he says the words "Vegam in banu koach lachlik al hayushalmi."
Yeah, let's see the lashon. Yes.
In the wide lines on the Magen Avraham. Gam
nearly the rise of a Magen Avraham. Gam ein banu koch lachol kala Yerushalmi. Yeah, that's an interesting. Yeah, it's interesting because what if the pashtus of the Bavli he's saying not that way. So what's this idea? Avram Levitz pointing out very well this idea of ein banu koch lachol kala Yerushalmi.
Probably because that was the Yerushalmi knows what the minhag was in Yerushalayim, so that was
yeah. So in other words, he's saying so this is a different thing. In other words, the reason why this is more different than the other halacha, you know. Well, till now we were saying if the Bavli doesn't say beferish, you follow Yerushalmi. Rav Aram is saying, but here is Yerushalmi, the Min of Yerushalayim, Shabbat Yerushalmi.
Well, two problems with that. One, Yerushalmi doesn't mean Yerushalayim, but Talmud Yerushalmi is from Kesaria or wherever. I mean, it's not really Yerushalayim. Number two is it meant to be descriptive or prescriptive? Sounds to me like it's meant to be prescriptive. If it's descriptive, it's very powerful, but I don't think it is.
You don't think what?
I don't think the Yerushalmi is being descriptive. I think it's being prescriptive. It says this is what you should do in theory. It's not saying we have observed this and this is the minhag that exists.
He's telling us.
It's not a ma'aseh shahaya.
Right.
Which is much more powerful, the halacha. If you see that they paskin that way, that's not what it is. It's you know, they're saying this is what you should do, and
this is what you should do.
Seems to disagree.
This is the prescription.
Yeah, and the Bavli seems to disagree. Now,
there
are other ways of understanding the Bavli, perhaps. If you look in context in Megillah, there's a whole series of cases around the Dalet Parshios that Rav and Shmuel. Shmuel has a special rule. If something comes on a Friday, you push it off to Shabbos, which Rob disagrees on. He does that for Shkolim. He does that for Achodesh also.
Right.
But the Gemara gives ascribes a reason to Shmuel. You know, if that's Shmuel's reason, that's a different story. But if it's not Shmuel's reason, then you're not forced to that conclusion. But Gemara says that's Shmuel's reason.
Yeah. Okay, but nonetheless, it's interesting that that's how the, in other words, to me, the Yerushalmi is a tremendous hitch. This idea of doing anything at Zion, it's not even Purim anymore.
The Yerushalmi was put together in Tveria.
Yeah.
You are correct. I stand corrected.
Okay, but still, okay. And then there's pieces of the Shem Shmuel about the Sudas Purim. We'll get to it. But okay, but that's the minig. So, what I'm interested is even Rabbi Akiva Yosef didn't go against this minig. The only thing he was said. Is you should dafka not say al anis. So even Akiva Yosef, who's a man who, took on the world with Rosh Hashanah Shachalios B'Shabbos. Okay. So that is, Rabosai, our concluding shiur of this series. I'm sure there's many more to do, many more, but these are things that popped into my mind over the years. And I always wanted to maybe write it up and give. So this is, I took this opportunity to spend this amount together doing these topics. So again, we did Birkas HaTorah. That was the first thing we did. The Shana Al-Asar of Yerushalmi. Then we did Erev Pesach Shechalios. Matzah Erev Pesach is only in Yerushalmi. Then we did what? What was the third thing we did? No? Mezuzah. Whether the mezuzah is in a tall door, is the Shlish Elyon, or is it shoulder height? Hagola Gimel Pa'amim by Kli Charis. There's only a din in the Yerushalmi. And then we did what? So the Yerushalmi not to take out more than one Sefer Torah at a time. And then we did what? Purim Rishosh. Okay. 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 Shkoyach, everybody. So we're going to take a 2-minute break and then we're going to do Parshas Shavuot.
You made up some other packets. What were the subjects of those packets?
What do you mean?
Is that all the packets you made up? We got to them.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, The Hagala Gimel Pa'amim, I did three. We talked about them more makoros of the things that we spoke about.
Okay.
We could spend more time on these, but okay. This man is the Zman. Okay. We'll take a 2-minute break and we'll have Parsha in 2 minutes.